I've been reconnected to a yogi that I met when I first started doing yoga around 10 years ago. I met her in Pittsburgh, and I was asking for her recommendations for going to a school, since I'm already doing yoga classes once a month. I've only done, one, two, three classes? One last year, two so far this summer. One was a no-show, so that I would have taught, but no one came. Anyway, I've only taught three classes, but I'm considering going to a school. And I asked my friend if she would recommend schools, or any schools, or the school she went to, and she did give me recommendations. And also, she told me how she has a trauma certificate on top of her yoga teacher training, and I was curious about that. She said she incorporates some of it into her yoga class. And so I have taken two of her classes this week, and I wondered what was different about her class. And I think it's how she goes pretty slow with the poses, explaining them, getting into them. And then once we're into them, it's all about being mindful while we're in them. Pointing out how our body might feel, or how we feel, certain areas of our body feels. And then I looked up just now yoga for trauma, and I was surprised about some of the things that I read. And it did say that if you are releasing trauma, it could show up in ways such as appetite changes, insomnia, different sleeping patterns, pain all over your body. And then I realized that fibromyalgia is a term given for people who suffer with pain all over their body. And one of my sisters has said that she's had this. And I'm realizing how she's suffering right now, for one. And I'm realizing that a lot of people have fibromyalgia, this term that has been unexplained. Supposedly unexplainable. And what's going on is people are releasing trauma, suffering from trauma. And people don't even realize it. People are going around the world, all over the world. Well, some people are just somewhere in the world. They're not going around the world. But people all around the world have this. We are living in traumatic times, and the trauma that we experience on a day-to-day basis is seeming to be natural, like how people talk to us, look at us, treat us. It's traumatic. And it's because we're all not coming from that root love, that place of love within us, which is allowing us to hurt other people because we are hurting. It's not intentional. It's not intentional. It is not intentional. It is responding and reacting to something from within. And it's affecting everyone in the world. Everyone is affected by this. From the really rich people to the really poor people. If the rich people weren't so rich, then the poor people wouldn't be so poor. We'd all be in the middle somewhere. From the people who yell, as I have done, and scream, as I have done, to the people who get quiet because they've been screamed at so much and yelled at so much. Until they lash out on someone else in a verbal, physical, emotional, mental way. And then that person feels it. And it, see, you can see how the cycle just keeps going and going through everyone. It's all connected. So slow movements, getting our bodies used to sitting still and feeling safe, is healing. And that could be done through yoga. It could be done through sitting in meditation. It could be done through peaceful, calm, slow walking. It's done by being in peace. It's done by sitting in your body. Sitting in our own bodies and feeling, finally feeling. Getting comfortable in our bodies, coming home to our bodies. Peace in our bodies, that's healing. That's how we heal what's going on within us. We get everything to feel at peace and safe. So let's practice slowing down, sitting still, and just being, existing, breathing. That's what all the plants do. And even the animals that aren't humans, they just exist. They breathe and they soak up the sun. The animals, they eat, they breed, they soak up the sun. And the plants breed too. And they never even have to move, and they just exist and are beautiful. We can exist like that and have calm movement in our life, in our lives. Not needing to be anywhere, just be here, be present. Bring our presence. We can all do that. Let's practice that.